Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm waking up.
Radio. This is Sweet Pea, and you're on Sweet Discussions. My first Tuesday night. Woohoo! Hello. Inside of Blog Talk Radio is all poetry, or all poetry is part of all. I mixed that all up. Anyway, all poem with all poetry, the world's largest poet blessing, curse, whatever you may call it, online. Great place to write. Anyway, inside of that is Team of Voices. I'm a member of Team of Voices, and Team of Voices is a group of poets together and write, talk, discuss, laugh at, grumble about, and just be about poetry. So if you'd like to discuss with me, talk with me, or join me tonight, please do so at 646-668-2837. I already have a bunch of great people on the line to discuss tonight's topic, which is about forms of poetry. So let's say hello to my friend and co-host and the greatest person I know, among many others, Pretty Bird. Say hello, Pretty Bird.
Hello, hello. How are you this evening, sweet?
Obviously, I am very tongue-tied tonight. Can you tell? I'm up in Wyoming, thing. Well, your dog's crazy, and I'm glad she's doing better. I also have Mr. Raconteur from the East Coast, New Jersey. Say hello, Jersey Raconteur.
Well, what did you say?
How you been, buddy?
You know, day to day. We make the best.
How was
of
the
it.
Fireworks show from your point of view?
Noisy.
Sorry, that makes me laugh. And AP from Down Under, how's your world?
Oh, I'm on the East Coast too. Yeah, no, good, good. Very quiet. We don't have fireworks. People kept on blowing kids off, and so we banned them.
Oh, well, see, I'm up in Wyoming right now, where for 24 hours, and this is one of my favorite places in the world for 4th of July, it's open container and live fireworks. No matter what the fireworks,
wow.
I think we blew out, what was it, 6-inch mortars last night for a while. So it was quite fun right here outside the house, and we had a good time. Although we did not partake, those around us were blowing off 6-8-inch mortars with quite a bit of alcohol.
Wow.
So that was quite fun. And Wayne, how was your 4th of July and your celebration?
It was noisy. These rednecks around here got bombs. They set off. I started listening to bullets in my house. Probably got, my boys got scared. Anthony Borman laid boarders down and covered my little cat because she was scared. It was fun. A lot of noise and a lot of bright lights.
Poor baby kitty.
It was all right. after it was all over with, I went out there. It was 107 degree heat index, too. So I went outside, so it was over with, and I walked my line at 1 o'clock in the morning. So that was kind of fun, too.
It was a good day.
Can't be much noisier than fishing with dynamite.
No kidding. And I believe Adam just joined us. Is that you, Adam?
Yes.
Adam Bomb.
So. Adam Bomb. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm good.
Okay, good. How was your 4th of July?
Regular. Another day.
Regular.
I was lucky that the fireworks weren't, like, all around. Like, people weren't self-bombing or whatever you want to call it. They had been, though, the night before leading up to it, so that was fun. At, like, 3 in the morning, it's like, well, luckily I'm up anyway, so whatever.
So, like, I was shooting off 6-something-inch mortars. That would have been a problem for you.
I don't know.
But
no.
It was perfectly legal where I was at, so it's okay.
Right, that's cool. Actually, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it at all. You know, some people have issues because they worry about their dogs and stuff like that, getting scared.
And I agree. You have to do it very, very carefully. But, yeah, it's very, very legal where I'm at, and I have 3 dogs that I take care of, and I understand that very much. So, how did everybody do with the little topic and craziness that I threw at you? Because I had a hard time, and I was thinking, if you're going to have a hard time, why in God's name did you put that out there? That was crazy. I really did. I was in a panic right as my show was opening. So I thought, wow, this is craziness stuff. So I have to send mine over to Mr. AP so he can check it and do that. Because otherwise I'm not going to – well, I'm going to put it on the air nonetheless, but I do want him to check it because that's who I am, and I'm afraid. Actually, AP, I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to throw this up on the board, everybody. Yeah, I haven't really
that's
even edited or looked at it, And we're just going to go through it, and I will be the lamb to the crucifix. And we'll see how it goes. So let me throw me on the board, and we'll see how it goes. How's that? Is everybody ready to crucify your author, or your host tonight, and go, oh, what are you thinking?
Rock and roll.
If you're going to be on this crucifix, then let me punch this pilot.
Yeah, you're so funny. You're just you're Mr. Pun Man. All right, so here we go. I just finished this hot off the presses.
See it.
Let's see if I did it right. This is Broomsticks and Magic by Sweet Pea. Fragmented memories and TikToks of 12 shattered. Should be shattered. Sorry, guys. The monochrome picture shows perfect shoes of glass, pink prom dresses and powdered sugar suggestions, shiny diamonds on fingers and perfect Barbie doll housewives, smoke and mere happiness swirled in brandywine madness, giggles of girls left in dark graves to die. Broomsticks and magic potions to make dreams die, white knights tarnished, and crowns broken and shattered. Spoken words speak out loud of love, but whispers of madness. Window scenes show perfect family, ignore cracks in glass. Scenes of ball gowns dance in shadows of housewives. Black eyelash mascara runs down cheeks. Any suggestions? Boys become men, forget to be curious and offer suggestions. Loose conversations lost in a place where dreams go to die. Burdened by bitches who claim perfection, animals called housewives. Stirring in confusion, throwing axes into lies that shattered. Words become weapons and rocks break the mirrored glass. Ring around the rosy, let's start another round of madness. Breakdown of wisdom, truth is hidden in a hat of madness. A caterpillar with a hookah has advice with suggestions. Grow big or small, beware of drinks in a glass. In a wonderland of tales where smiling cats never die. Time with a queen calling heads to be shattered. Come to a place where a toke of smoke calms the housewives. Salt over shoulders, no night air for children, old tales of housewives. Focused on family, dance. Gymnastic, dipped in soccer mom madness. Braces on faces, midlife mistakes, borrowed and shattered. Careers unforgiven, looking for purpose, no more suggestions. Unfilled DNA sadness, seeds sowed, flowers all die. Gin and tonic, James Bond not shaken in broken glass. Vintage white lies carried the story through the looking glass. A prince now calls herself a loser or among the housewives. Lives in a house without wheels where old people go to die. Cards and old beer sit on the table as men talk of sex and suggestions. And women laugh, asking which bone would shatter. Which bone would be shattered. The glass is half empty, let out. Weak out the madness as the housewife and husband make list and hate in suggestions, fighting to die in pain as they let the dream of happiness die. End poem. Tear it apart.
Well, I know nothing of Sistina, so before I go with my comments, let's just have AP have at it.
Okay, cool. Sweet, you did amazingly well because you actually followed the very complex schema of end lines for 38 lines of 39, which is pretty impressive, really. And
I just want...
You did. The very last line should be shatter, not die. And then you've actually got it in format.
Okay.
So, that's format, tick. and it is a complex, intricate, difficult, hard to follow format. And you've actually managed to tell a very nice story. I particularly like where are we? The stanza number four, when we got into madness and drinks and wonderland of cats and queens with falling heads and the poke of smoke comes a housewife. I've got really lovely use of the final choice of words, and those words were very nicely chosen. Sweet, they gave you a lot of room to move, and you used it through the poem. So it's a very complicated scheme. It's difficult to get the right words, and I think you did a great job of it.
I just fixed the last line. The last word is shattered now.
Perfect.
There you go, with AP stamp of approval. I looked at the subpoena as far as all the lovely numbers it entails, and I said, nope, not this. And so you did a great job. I love it, and it all makes sense. You know, which is not easy to do when there's such a strict form, you know, where words are repeated in a specific way. It's not always easy to weave that into something coherent. And I absolutely love this. She is just using the stinking computer. I absolutely love this. I love the picture that it paints of the perfect imperfection, like perfect on the outside, not so perfect behind closed doors. I love the Alice in Wonderland because, of course, and I think you did a kick-ass job. So, Raconteur, what are your thoughts?
Like AP said, I think the story was amazing. The fact that you were able to put it into that torturous form is a testament to your ability, because, you know, that was enough to make me go, yeah, I'm not writing tonight. your disdain for fairy tales comes through beautifully in this, and your wisdom about marriage and relationships and things like that comes through as well. Your experience and the pain that you've seen and experienced, it's a lovely piece of work, really. You're very accomplished. It's amazing.
Oh, that's an amazing comment. Thank you, Rack.
And Wayne, what are your thoughts?
I said, damn, sweet, this is incredible. Using the same words at the end of the lines in each stanza is kind of different than I've never seen before. The storyline was amazing. The read was great. This is just a wonderful poem all around. Every line was kind of poetic. You did a great job of this, great emotions. I love it. Great job. I don't know the rules, but it's great.
Thank you. Thank you, Wayne.
And Adam, what are your thoughts?
I love it. I didn't know exactly the rules of the form. Because when I saw the form, I thought. And by the way, I think it's a great idea for a topic and show. By the way, I think it's awesome. Who doesn't love a challenge? You know, I think it's an important thing to have in life in general. The pieces, I mean, outside of the formality of it, it's brilliant. I love it. I love the theme of it, the story you're telling here. Everybody touched on it already. I think it's a truism. And, you know, I loved some of the hipper kind of modern kind of fairy tale in their own way references and coming back to reality over and over, shattering those images. I think it's a brilliant piece, and I absolutely loved it. And you just a couple minor tweaks, as AP said, and you'll be right on point with the whole form. And he was quite impressed, so that says a lot, really. Great piece. Awesome.
Thank you much. Thank you. Absolutely. So for the perfection of it, let's throw AP up on the board and crucify him.
So you have
good luck.
Go.
do the Chartley at 2:30, so God knows anything could happen. As I said this week before, I went with Autumn, and I went with Dark Autumn because I figured that's sweet. So this is Autumnal Breeze at the center, and it goes a little bit like this. A teasing autumnal breeze shakes the leaves, its hurrying flashes soon finding their reward. While the sun sets now lower, tone rich golden, the hard ground skitter, the dried and removed, as they continue in troops to create a display, their fate is wrinkled, their colour to white. Soon the chill eaves of the coming winter white, taste of wine's warmth touched from fire's leaves, cracking logs from a roaring hearth and display, embers glowing with their rich orange reward. Summer eve's nights, the adventures removed, memories of dances held, mist and staff golden. Pending is the long period when not so golden, when face cast landscapes of ice and white. Colours of the fall have long been removed, trees' foliage is a shimmer of occasional leaves, where tenacity shaken to harsh wind in reward. Colours dull, muddy, within the shadows display. With time renews again the brilliance of display and finds memories that are veered as golden. Instead tremors by darkness seek their reward, demons dancing upon pitchforks of frigid white. Across ways where their vague presence leaves echoes faint, within a warm curl of lives removed. Lonely paints of loss, in snow the spirits removed, ghastly remains strewn, mortal lives bare display. Buried bit of skin and bone, once essence leaves, song and trills are long forgotten and glow golden. Spirits are engaged with their last moment's life, trailing to that of ghosts and ghouls their reward. For in seasons and dark failings, left is the reward. There is life, and then at the drop of a hat, removed. And in the turn of a page, when colours bear white, towards the darkest satyrs featured within display. Once those moments shared by trees when golden, as the forest winds too, determine what leaves. The memories of a season upon the faded leaves, towards a promise again of time cycling golden. Beyond fall, the tremor lies with decay on display. End poem.
Well, there you go. How brilliant was that? Wow, there are a lot of lines in here that I really enjoyed. And again, the form. Wow. Soon the chill eaves of the coming winter white taste the wines of warmth, touch the fire's leaves. I love that line. I love the winter white and the wine's warmth because the colors just are so varied. And then the fire comes in. And so I have the burgundies, and then I have the bright oranges, and then you have the winter white. And then you also have orange mentioned in here, and then the golden scarf and the mist. So for me, that's very rich in color and imagery, and I really enjoyed that. And you kind of continue that through the whole poem, but like you said, it's got that dark and moody kind of mystery of fall, and I like how it kind of puts you in that mood where you want to be at the bonfire and the pitchforks and just kind of that dark kind of mood that autumn sometimes can give you, like, right before the kiss and frigid winter, and I really kind of engaged in that. And, of course, your read was excellent. And I did, I do really appreciate that you, at the bottom of your poem, if anybody wants to really know what the form is supposed to be like, AP's written it at the instructions on the bottom of the form. And it is six words that you pick and then give each word a letter, and then how those letters are written are in the order of the stanzas. That's how it goes. So it is pretty complicated, and it took me quite a few hours to write mine, and it was a wow. It's a wonder. But I love, you know, the last line,
beyond fall, the tremor lies within decay on display. That's a great inner line kind of line. So, Pre-Bird, your thoughts.
This was a little visceral for me. It is probably the most emotive nature piece I have read or heard in quite some time, and it weighs heavy. It's very melancholy. It's all winter blues, but there's such beauty in the way you lay it before us, you know, that it's quite stunning. You know, there's that kind of, it's almost this feeling of isolation as time goes on and things kind of die for the frigidness, and it is so just beautifully done, like beautifully, beautifully done.
Thank you. Pretty good.
Well, well.
And Raconteur, your thoughts?
Oh, I enjoyed this AP. I took the breeze to be kind of almost like a breath of life that flowed through the piece, you know, and the fact that, you know, autumn is kind of the reset period before the winter and the death. You got a lot of beautiful color in there to offset the dismalness and the desolation that can be, you know, the changing of the seasons and the falling of the leaves. But, you know, at the same time, it's still lively and there's a lot of movement because of the wind throughout. So that made it very interesting and very light compared to, you know, some of the content, and then kind of hit it a little bit for me. But, you know, the breeze throughout, I think, you know, was the key to this for me, and definitely the best part, because there was a point where the breeze turned into a song, and there was, you know, the other point where, you know, the breath was the winter and whatnot. So I really enjoyed it. It was very, very intricate for me. I really thought it was great.
Thank you. Thank you, Red. Thank you.
And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes, this type of poem was created for the type of poems that AP writes and is known worldwide for. The lines can be read in any direction, in about any order, and sound like they're at home. This poem has 39 such beautiful lines. This poem could make 20 more poems. It's a wonderful job of the style. I've read it partially both ways, and this poem is great any way you read it. It's a wonderful job, Brandon. Great balance. I love it.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Cheers.
And Adam, your thoughts?
Just mind-blowing. 10 minutes, God. I couldn't imagine what he'd do with, you know, the hour, which would probably take me like it did you, you know, sweet. Like, I would, if that, like, it might take me even longer to craft something so elegant, because it just has such a great wisdom within it, the wisdom of nature, I find. That lesson that he mirrors in his words so well. I thought it was just brilliant. And 10 minutes, get out of here, guy.
No, it wasn't 10 minutes. No, I promise it was 10 minutes. It wasn't 10 minutes. It was
no, I mean, I believe you, but I'm just saying, like, I'm jealous of that ability. That's all I'm saying. I don't doubt it. I've seen you do this, like, not this, but I've seen you do these pieces in 5 minutes where you're on the run juggling several things and write something brilliant.
Oh,
wow. What a mind.
Oh, AP, I'm going to have to tell him the rule that you can only be giving praises and glorified madness like only 3 or 4 times on my show, and then I have to cut people off.
Not a snake.
That's my rule with AP. I can only feed his narcissism for so long. But he understands.
Thanks, bud. I do. No.
Not a problem. All right, I already have Pretty Bird on the board. So, hey, ruler of the world, do you have to leave early, or are you going to stay for a couple more poems?
I'm going to stay, but I can't leave now because I can't My dog is eating everything, so there, I have to not read at the moment. If you don't mind, can you put me up a little bit later?
Oh, not a problem. I love how the fact I said ruler of the world and pre-bird and AP answered me. Love that. So, AP, are you leaving or are you sticking around?
Yeah. I was going to stick around for a couple more poems. Yeah, then I do need to disappear because I do have to.
Not a problem. So I'm actually then going to put up Wayne, only because he sent me the greatest text ever. Sweet pea, I think this is the best SoundCloud I've ever done. So I went, huh?
Yeah, cool.
So I'm really anxious to hear it. So I gotta put him up on the board. Unless Pretty Bird's already beating me up and putting me up. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, she hasn't. So she will. Hold on.
Kitchen build.
She's gonna beat me because I just lost.
You know why they both answered you, sweet? Because you know their rulers.
Why?
One's metric and one's in inches. So.
Oh, I see. So that's what it was. I just adore both of them so very much. That's
two different kinds of rulers.
Nice.
There she is. I knew she'd get me. Okay, so Wayne is on the board, and I'm gonna press play. Maybe not. Oh man, I'm just screwing up everything. Wayne's not even in the studio. Wayne, how did that happen? Pre-bird, I need your assistance even more. Oh my gosh.
It ran from the studio.
Pre-bird, can you put him in the studio? Or is he in here, and I'm not seeing him?
You may have to just refresh the studio, yep. Sweet.
Dun, 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 dun.
Refreshing.
I still do not see him. All right, guys, we're going to go totally and go with Adina then.
Oh, exciting.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I cannot get my... Well, I can believe it, but because it's me, but that's okay.
It went down the rabbit hole.
My goodness. It did. Me and my rabbits, I can't keep them straight. I can't believe it.
As long as they don't die.
So, what are we, Sunday night with you or what?
Maybe a moment.
Telling you what. You never know. Let's see what I can
rabbits
do.
Rabbits do math. They multiply.
I'm telling you what, this is awful. All right, so now I've got Stephen on the board. Everybody applaud. And I'm going to go ahead and put him on there. Here we go.
This was written to a painting by Agnes Cecil. The painting was called Cherry Wave, and it's pictured at the top of the poem. And I call this Drowning Waves of Crimson Syrup by Stephen 76. In an oarless rowboat sliding across a lake of pitch black, only light cannot penetrate past the bow. Waves lapping the wooden hull, sounding like thick motor oil still hot in the pan, steering through the current with a rusted rudder. End poem.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you in a rudderless rowboat?
I am not. What the hell? I am in an oarless rowboat with my mute button. I cannot help it. My oarless rowboat.
With
I love this.
Water, okay.
But it's very kind of dark and sad. But I love the painting. I think it works with what he's painting. Wow, I look at that and I'm like, wow, I want to write my own poem to that picture. But only light cannot penetrate past the bow. I could probably take every line in this and say something about it. But I think the whole poem in and of itself talks about some deep sadness, that you're stuck somewhere and you can't see past that pain, can't come over whatever it is or get past it. And you keep trying to fight that current, but you're not going to go anywhere. And I think it's very dark and sad wherever this, where you're at, and you're just never going to get past it. And I mean, the imagery is just sliding across a lake of pitch black. A lake of pitch black. That's very vivid. Very well done, Stephen. I really like this one a lot. Rebird, your thoughts, my dear.
I think you can give her a biscuit. Give her a biscuit. She'll.
Shush. Okay, AP, your thoughts.
I think it's really interesting. Sweet. I like the I like the fact that it's so dark, and that you've got the sounds of the thick, hot motor oil, and not pretty bird fighting a dog. And that there's the steering through the currents despite all of that, but there's the rusted rudder, and about the only thing that doesn't sort of fit for me. I'm just wondering where the crimson comes from. Drowning waves of crimson syrup. And I figure that out, but the rest of it I really like.
And Adam, your thoughts?
I thought this was a beautiful brevity, and I feel like I would not have gone, you know, to the picture. It's like I'm wondering how he came to it. It's so almost just different to it. Like it just almost doesn't match the art, and that's what's beautiful about it. It's like I wonder where his exact thought was, which probably lies in the title as well, you know. There's something much deeper here. It's hard to kind of string together with the title, the picture, and the piece, which is so awesome. It paints a visceralness that is just beautiful in its darkness. It carries on, which is in all of its, turmoil it's carrying through. It's wild. It really gets you thinking, which is what I love about it. You know, you're looking at the title, the picture, and the piece, and really just wondering. It gets you just thinking, which makes you want to reread it and kind of just start hypothesizing. I almost feel like it's child loss, but that's maybe my mind in it. I don't know. Anyhow,
that's very interesting. And Wayne, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a very emotional poem of someone traveling along and going into the details are wonderful, the way they make it, the way he feels about his location in life. Maybe someday he'll see his life's light shine, and it's well written and has a lot of meaning, and I like it a lot. Great brevity.
Absolutely. Pretty Bird, you ready? Are you done fighting your little dog, little feisty?
We'll see what happens when I start talking, but I think I broke her spirit. She's kind of just laying there in a huff, but we're good. this is Stephen Sullivan's Quite Painful, and I think he did a wonderful job interpreting that image to be kind of that loss in the thickness of black water, and it's very painful. And there's a lot packed into that brevity. I think he did an excellent job.
Wow.
And Wayne is in the studio. I don't remember if I said that.
Adam, I don't know if you know, but it is public knowledge that Stephen and Kay did lose a child. So
I did not know that at all. I had no idea.
I know, and so your comment was very interesting to me.
Oh, shit. So, I hope it's not a foot in the mouth. I do this awfully all the time.
No, it's not. Your comment was just very interesting to me. And if that poem is about it, I think that they would be very appreciated to that. I think they really would. I think that was very insightful.
I almost want to cry now in that reality of it.
That's okay. I just thought it was very insightful comment, and it's very public knowledge, so it's
well,
not.
Well,
yeah,
I'm not.
You know,
I don't know. I don't know them as well as the community does. So I did not know.
Right.
That.
I mean, they've both written of it very publicly, so it's not like I'm speaking out of turn. I just think that it was very insightful. Who's the next, Pretty Bird? You're usually running my board for me. I'm lost.
Wayne is
tonight.
Up, and he's in the studio.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, this poem is changed over the years. I read about it, went further in deep detail about it. It's a very good style of poem, and I enjoyed it.
Good. So all I have to do is go into the studio and press play. All right, I'll move it. I'm very excited because Wayne was very excited.
Okay, I got it. I can hit play. Just say when.
Oh, okay. We will hit Wayne. Hold on. Now I got to get back into the studio.
This poem is called Our Love. To find a love like mine, the love must be God sent. My love for you to be a love not ever bent. The sky shall show the way to go where lovers went. A love which shines like mine, I know, must be God sent. The price to pay to see your heart shall not be rent. To touch a girl as fine as mine must be God sent. A love so strong the land will know cannot have dent. The love so great I share, I know, must be God sent. The world will know her love is for only Wayne Gent. The years to tell a tale of love like this must be God sent. And
oh, Wayne, that was beautiful. I really liked this. I'm glad you chose this poem form. I really did. I thought it was beautiful. I'm glad you went with this. I love the rhyme scheme, and I love that you had your name in it as it's supposed to. It was about love, and I love the couplets. I love poems and couplets. I try that once in a while. I'm not very good at it because we all know I'm not very good at rhyming schemes, but I'm getting better, and I truly did enjoy it. Wonderfully done, beautifully sang, and yes, I think it's one of the best you've ever done. AP, your thoughts?
I thought it was really cool, sweet, and I think it was really cool because you used the form, and you used the form exceptionally well, and you had all of the words, and that all came together beautifully. But more importantly than that, you sort of opened yourself up, Wayne. You know, this is a very personal poem, and you know, it takes a bit of courage to do that. And I think it was beautifully written, but it was personally written, and that's the difference, and that's why I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. You got 12 syllables per line. A whole lot of rules in this poem.
Yes. And you did them very, very well.
Yeah. And Pretty Bird, your thoughts?
To be serenaded. How lovely is that? You are, this is all romantical and stuff, which I'm so used to your humor or your murderous ways that this is a lovely, lovely surprise. It's the sweet side of Wayne. How fabulous is that?
My name's it. I like it.
It's Wayne Newton.
Wayne Tour.
Wayne Newton, you actually sang that for us too, Wayne. That was fantastic. I love
it. Okay, Rat.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that was fantastic, Wayne. It had that feeling of kind of floating down the river on that boat from the other picture, although you had rudders and oars, I guess. But, you know, I enjoyed it a lot, you know. Like AP said, it had that personal touch to it, you know, and your feelings on love being heaven sent, you know. That's, I think, all of our quests, you know, the idolization of it and the reverence of it. And that comes out in a beautiful way. You did a great job with it.
Thank you. And the last phrase of the first line has to be the ending of the last stanza. It's kind of weird to trip it. The last phrase of the first line, the end of the second line of all the rest of them. It's kind of neat.
Wayne Newton.
Okay, Rackentor, I got to tell you a secret, because I don't think anybody's told you this. Wayne looks like Wayne Newton. I'm not kidding you.
Right.
It's the truth.
That's awesome.
So, AP, or I mean, Adam, what are your thoughts?
He did a fantastic job. He followed it as it's classically meant to be. And now I feel like this is outside. Let me just focus on this. And it's a great job. And as AP said, he opens up, and it's a great love piece that he sings. And it's groovy, man. He did it. He did the form. It's justice.
Cool. That's what I like to hear.
I like to drink something. All right.
All right, so I think we're going to probably do Mr. Titus. Titus.
Titus is on the board.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Adam, you said this was outside of what? Did you have something else to say? I don't want to cut you off.
Oh, no. I just wasn't going to let it be known that I effed up mine horribly because I didn't follow the classic form, which I probably should have because I went and like looked up other people that have written this Gazzo form to see what they did, and I realized it's not like necessarily bound by the rules of the classic form. Like, there's modern Gazzles that don't rhyme and stuff, and that's the route I went. And I feel like an idiot now. I feel like a complete,
No.
I want to go in there and, like, fix it while I have, like, time.
Nah, you know what? I there are so many different forms that have, like, kind of grown or redone and, like, people argue about haikus all the time and just do the form as you saw fit. And I'm not like the, poetry Nazis or the grammar Nazis, God help us all. And no, man, feel free. You did what you did, and that's fabulous.
You're nonconformist.
Yeah, go with what works. Go with what works with shorter and longer forms. Now, I've got to disappear because I've got a VC coming up. So thank you, sweet. Thank you, everybody. And we will talk very soon.
Thank you.
Rule the world, my lord.
Have a wonderful day, AP.
Okay, thank you. We'll try. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, let's hit Mr. Titus.
Promise it, Tarossus. Instruction to have made alone seeks to take hold of perfection, forming infinite stature, combining sources, acquiring a mind, seeker for the soul to prosper. Outside that of death's portrayal, appearance is delicate, too worthy enough to mediate between. Perfect to signs, belief, the same self-image, the rose everlasting. It makes the transition of love's pending not a devastating one. To seek wholly the application beauty pinks, it has defined one glorious soul, whose adaptation of stupor closed in on perfection. Notice that the bringer of death proceeds unto that everlasting, leaving you with what is by all means required, an infinite mind. Piecing together past from any future given, form to lie between, preparing fate a proposal it is hoped will grant a love portrayal. Lying undisturbed by the immense cower, to assume portrayal, it will evaluate adding to, as an espousal to include both as one, so that we can show fulfilled the respect of living there between wonder and the romantic journey displaying any perfection. It has left in hope that one would have you, if you didn't mind, surround it with substance to addition the depiction everlasting. No change whatsoever shall urge erstwhile as with everlasting. This condition of the rose has to ferment whilst it, in portrayal, stems from all belonging to. Let's abide witness to common mind, discovering what is there. Decay is a willingness to devote one, and one cohabits merely a sufficient means with a perfection. Purity blushes leisurely, outgo from within an attractive between. Life and death preserves all dedication now, wasting away between influence, as you've most certainly converged into all an everlasting sequence, to have one find a rose and put it where all perfection goes. None is offering to select on whose acquisite this portrayal extends. Beyond reaching out, do others know of one? We are far behind the times to have us allow a time to even mind. Love's sweet field, cherish, is a rose beyond compare and of the mind. From which freedom came, it has given account of itself between living and dying, both results of fear than affection, as the part of one cannot live without the other. I cannot live without you, everlasting. It seems I'm exacting on death, as if my life depended on its portrayal, to gain elsewhere, when I am in fact besotted by your perfection. If I am not of death as the one seeking it, then I am out of my mind, trying to fathom its perfection, whilst life has this of in-between chosen. I have now found the everlasting excuse for her portrayal.
Well, that was quite beautiful. Titus has a way with words, as he always does. I love the comparison of a rose between love and roses, and he just makes the adoration for love and the person he loves just makes you want to, I don't know, just be the woman that's admired or to be admired that well. Wonder and the romantic journey displaying any perfection it has left in a hope that one would have you, if you didn't mind, surround it with substance to addition the deception everlasting. I don't know. Oh, if only any man would have thought of me in that way. I think I might have fallen in love forever and ever and ever once upon a time. I think that is just beautiful.
You have a way with words, Mr. Titus. You have a way with words. Pretty Bird, your thoughts on this beautiful love poem?
I think I'm a little in love with Titus. as the part of one cannot live without the other, I cannot live without you. I wish like real life people would like write like this, but apparently in this modern brain of this doesn't happen. Like, he is like a one of a kind, fabulous romantic, and I need love notes, my dear. I'm just telling you right now, Titus. Just write as many love notes as you want to. I don't even care if you're thinking about somebody else. Tell me their mind, and I will treasure them always. I absolutely love this. This is beautiful and seamless and wonderfully, wonderfully romantic in that kind of dire love, you are my breath of air kind of way. And it's just so beautiful, beautiful and elegant and, swoon. He's fabulous.
I know, his author's notes, without her, I may as well be dead. I love that too. I know. He is the ultimate romantic. Wayne Chat, your thoughts?
Yes, I still get amazed at the way Titus assembles his work. His lines tell a wonderful story that in a wonderful way, then in a style that most can't even relate. This was read as the masterpiece it is. He is the reason poetry was invented. Great job.
Oh, he's the reason poetry was invented. How fabulous is that?
Yes. Adam, your thoughts?
Oh, man. This was just brilliant. Just absolutely brilliant. I mean, everybody's pretty much, got it, explained. It's just, he wrote this 10 years ago. Like, he's good, so good at form and the way he uses words and his classical nature. It's just impressive. Like, Bird said, no one speaks this way or as elegantly. And, the way his mind formulates and thinks and is expressed on the paper and this, just outside of the form in his other work even, it's just always breathtaking, and he holds love in such high regard. It's inspiring to me. And it's being a requiem, it's very sad, actually, and it's love. I felt, so he's speaking of the loss of that true love, and it's hard sometimes. Well, every day, every moment without him is death in itself. Great piece.
Absolutely. Okay. Titus, once again, thank you for writing for the show. I just, pure romanticism. Creatively brilliant. All right. Prebert, are you ready?
Sure. Rack, did Rack say anything on Titus?
I thought I heard him talk.
I was quipping, but I didn't say anything specifically about the poem. I mean,
oh, okay. I thought I heard your voice rambling there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I heard Wayne say, he's the reason poetry. I think he was around when poetry was invented. So, there's that. I mean, yeah. It's amazing because this has a lot of emotion wrapped up in it for me, and he takes love to a different level, because when he's talking about the loss, as if she betrayed him, leaving him by passing on. I think that's what I got out of the ending of this. It was, to me, a little, I won't say confusing, but just, you know, heart-wrenching in that regard, because, you know, it's one of those things that you expect it to last and you hang on to it and you know, it means so much to you. And then when you lose it, and even though it's beyond your control, you still feel like, you know, it shouldn't be, you know, because it's kind of a reinforcing that idea that the love is meant to be. So, you know, that's what I got out of it. I thought it was beautiful.
Okay. Cool. And we are ready now for Ms. Pretty Bird.
Do you want the puzzle or do you want the abstract?
Whatever you want to give me.
Give it to me, but no, sorry.
Oh my God, you are so Sunday night.
Now with the earworms. Okay, I am going to just say that for my little puzzle, they make concessions for the English language. There is no 12 anything. I counted nothing. But I did add the next to last syllable in the second line end rhyme, the inner rhyme that is supposed to be there. So I did that, but I also did not put my name in it because I just referenced me as me. So there you go. Me and all my imperfections. This is time changes something. And it goes like this. And it's very short, by the way. Time heals the wounds left by an untrue love. Seeking refuge from the storm, bleeding through love, carrying thoughts on a whim, sighing in each dream, crying yesterday's in Egyptian cotton that used to do love. Midnight beckons and shadows blurring bladed edges, tears tearing tracks in the flesh of blue love, holding hope in bleeding iron clenches, where fairy tales aren't the only place to find true love. Killing used to be needs in trusted, trusted crumbs, living in broken hues of the truth that time can undo. And hope.
Well, can you write anything nicer, better, something like that? Because, you know, this was only like a 405 out of a 10, and I'd like a 500 from you. Lord, woman, you are just amazing. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're the one with the perfect Christina. That's hard work.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. But, you know, you're you. And that's the way it's going to be.
Well, that I am. Can't be anyone else, but thank you.
So, you know, let's see. Time heals the wounds left by untrue love, seeking refuge from the storm, bleeding true love. What kind of lines are that? I mean, you come up with these brilliant lines, and I just sit there with my mouth open going, why could I have never thought of that? Why could I have not thought of that? Yeah, not me. Like, blurring bladed edges. That sounds like something somebody did in a hockey game, which I like. Holding hope in bleeding iron clenches. Okay, you think of iron clenches. So bleeding iron clenches is so totally medieval castle, you know, the iron's bleeding. I just, that sends me off in an imagery, you know, where fairy tales aren't only the place to find true love. So you know how I feel about that line, because we're kindred spirits in that. And broken use of truth that cannot undo love, that time cannot undo love, because, again, kindred spirits. So I am madly in love with this for many reasons, and, of course, you are the writer. Brilliant.
No.
Adam, your thoughts on this?
Again, I am put to shame by these damn gazelles. I don't know. This is beautiful. Interesting word.
Gazelle.
Actually, anyways, I love her, you know, version of this. Like you're pointing out, there's some interesting imagery here. I feel it's a great wisdom in this piece. I get a feeling of finding the left. I don't know how to say it the way I feel it. So I'm not going to stutter on too long. I feel like someone loses himself, finds what matters in the end, anyways. So there. I don't know.
My favorite part of this form suite, you know me, I have a thing for micro poetry, is that each couplet is supposed to be able to stand alone. So it's kind of like a lot of little mini poems put together, and I absolutely kind of love that aspect of it.
Thanks. Because I get teased a lot about not doing forms in my poetry a lot. Like, well, what form is that? What format was that? I don't know. I wrote stuff down.
It felt right.
I don't know. I put stuff in a sentence and it came out weird. So I gave it to you to read. That's me. So.
Da 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 da.
There you go.
But that I am a right, time so. I don't appreciate that there, Rack. The bane of my existence.
Yeah. So I give you guys a challenge, and you come back like 100 times, like, oh, hey, here you go. Here it is. And I'm like, wow, you guys are amazing. Like Pretty Bird and Titus and Wayne and AP.
And
what did you just say to me?
I said, you are the inspiration, my sweet. I mean, you put it out there for us, did you not?
Yes. But you guys didn't have to be so brilliant. No. I
you made it come
to be as brilliant. Yes. Come together. Now I've got Beatles in my head.
That's good. I've got worms in my head.
I got Rocky Man.
Stop.
I've just got a block.
I got a rock.
Adam, are you ready to read your poem?
Yeah, do I get comments on a Pretty Bird's poem?
Oh, sorry, Wayne. I totally stopped making comments on Pretty Bird's poem, and that was totally rude of me. Yes, Wayne, please speak on Pretty Bird's poem.
Coming on Pretty Bird. If I'm guessing right, this is a poem of lost love. This is a wonderful poem that tells of a girl that hasn't met me yet. At least I can drink now. A wonderful poem for the romanticist. You follow the style of the gazelles, and a lot of the gazelles that have end rhyme. This is the end word of the first line. Great job, and I'll see you about 2 a.m. for a little flesh of blue love. Great job.
Oh, my God.
You are always good to just make me chuckle and make me smile. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's my goal.
You're also a dirty old man, but I love you anyway.
I'm a dirty old man.
Well, maybe not too old, but still.
Oh, you don't have to be old to be a dirty old man. You can just be a dirty man.
This is true.
Yeah.
That's my goal, too.
Life goals.
Yeah. I do, too.
I don't need to be dirty old
man.
They
involve a bully and a stick.
You don't wear your pants high on your waist to be a dirty old man.
Reverend High Pockets.
I don't think that involves being a dirty old man at all. All right. Again, Sunday night topic. Put that one down.
Dirty old man?
Adam, Adam, you're going to read for me like you always do in your beautiful little voice and make me a very happy girl. Come on, you're one of my joys.
Please help.
All right. This is just, let's just forget that it's even supposed to be something. How about we do that when I read this? We're going to forget the form altogether. It's just a couple couplets thrown together with no discernible understanding meaning here. All right. It's just a shotgun blast of waste. Anyway. Oh, man. This is called Raconteur. No, it's called Blue Whale. That sounds familiar, right? W-A-I-L. Oh, God. I'm going to read this trash. Blue Whale, adrift upon the sea of my disillusionment. Cracking corners within the ocean's bereaved, wincing dead moan. Does this echo lay upon dark, cold stars, falling hollow in their shattering light? Shredding call, glistening wetly upon broken sky. Shimmer, mirage, I don't believe in your kiss so false. Rising swallow froth of brackish, teary waves, seethe in peril. Falling over inclinations of wishes caught in brine wake. Rippling forever in morrow's bane, my blue whale returned, opaque and unheard. Probably should have went unheard and opaque. F it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't follow the form at all, period. Anyways.
All right. I don't care about the form. The form is useless if the poem is so damn stunning. A lot of people can write in form and can't write without talent. You wrote with talent, so who gives a damn if the form. So please try to understand that, because this is talented writing. Does this echo lie upon dark, cold stars falling hollow in their shattering light? Rising swallow forth a brackish, teary wave, seethed in peril. My blue whale returned opaque and unheard. Those are some fabulous lines. And this is dark and deep and swims in a gray, cold sea of wanting. Misery caught in tears of unhappiness. And I found it brilliant.
That's too kind.
That is too truthful.
I appreciate your kindness. That means a lot.
You're very welcome. Prebird, your thoughts on this?
Rippling forever in morrow's vein. And here's the thing about when you get stabbed enough to be that bad, it lingers. It lingers through tomorrow's tomorrow. And it may diminish, but, you know, even years from now, when it's touched upon a memory, it lingers. And what a beautiful way to put that. And Shimmer Mirage, I don't believe in this. It's so false. There's something to be said when the purest truth becomes stained and everything feels like a betrayal. And so all those happy memories are tainted. And what felt like the most real thing all of a sudden becomes echoes. And I think you did a fabulous job with these little lines of gold. They're just really quite beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Raconteur.
Yeah, you did a great job with the emotion behind this, I think. I really like what you did with the whole whale idea. You did a great did I say great job? I think I'm stuck on that, huh? I must be unemployed. The whole thing about the betrayal too. I really like that thought in particular, because that to me is sometimes It may not be a fact, but it's the feeling that I get most of the time when something fizzles and dies. It's they've turned everything into a lie to me. So, you know, that's not always true, but, you know, that's still the feeling that you get. You know, in the moment it was true, but, you know, when you find out that it wasn't, you know, it was a betrayal, that the emotion changes everything. It kind of almost rewrites history for me, so I like that. And the way that you ended it, that you turned your blue whale opaque, that was a beautiful ending. The whole piece was well thought out, even if you know, you're going to beat yourself up about the form, which I still can't see, so I appreciated it. It's definitely, you know, what was it, a guzzle, but you know, it was still satisfying. You quenched my thirst.
Oh boy.
And Wayne, my beautiful, your thoughts.
I said, this is very poetic and emotionally written with great phrases that captures the view perfectly. The lines are amazing, like rising swallow froth. A blackish cherry wave sees the pearl. It's simply wonderful, descriptive, emotional, as all the lines are. This metaphor of the wheel is a great, great metaphor. You did a great job of this, and I like it a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Yeah, AP would have approved the brackish. That's a word. That's a word he likes.
Absolutely.
Dad,
did you get a chance to hear this?
I didn't, but I was reading while you guys were commenting, and aside from agreeing with the stuff that you've already said, I really, really like the second couplet. Does this echo lay upon dark, cold stars falling hollow in their shattering light? I love that. And then the closing one as well, rippling forever in morrow's bane, my blue wall returned opaque and unheard. And just the word unheard, it's devastating to feel unheard. So it ends really powerfully. Great share, Adam.
Thank you.
Is Johnny Depp unheard? Sorry.
Hi, Rick.
Hey.
By the way, everybody say hello to Deborah Lee.
Hi,
hello,
Deborah
Lee.
Hello, Wayne.
Right.
Hello, pretty bird. Hello.
Hello. Let's see.
Just got back from picking up my son at work.
And she just tossed you on the board.
I did.
Oh, sweet. This was challenging, but really, really a fun challenge. So thank you for that. It is my first.
All right.
It's my first sestina, and I looked up the specific pattern for the rhymed sestina. So anyhow.
Oh, good for you. I didn't go that far, but I did my first one, too.
Yes. Oh, it was, like I said, it was a challenge, but I think I will do another. Anyhow, it's called Tickle All Five Senses at the Jersey Shore. Here we go. The
all
warm
right.
Blaze, the warm blaze from the citrine sun glows, and the glittering rays toss alabaster white, mirroring the glow in the ocean's water flows. A blue whale swims in the wet path of light, sprinkling salt water as the blowhole blows. Then he dives as daylight swaps with night. Now, the starlights dot the velveteen night, circling the topaz moon as the halo glows, filling the horizon lines with beams of light. Tides rake the beach sand and water flows, crashing waves that bubble to foam white, spreading brine scent as the breeze blows. Lighthouse lamp flashes and foghorn blows, guiding ships into harbor to dock for a night. Dawn announces day when the sunshine glows, spotlighting conch shells in goldenrod light. seaweed fronds stir as the tidewater flows, rolling green blades and strips, in stipes colored white. Clams cling on green and mussels on white, rocking and rolling as the soft zephyr blows. Sunbathers lay tanning till day falls for night, covered in coconut lotion as sunshine glows, wearing sunglasses to block eyes from light. Fishermen surf fish as the seawater flows, lulling in spotted sea trout as the froth flows, turning the edges of the waves into white. As the sun drops, the landscape view glows. Shadows dance on the beach, coaxing night. Then the horn from a big cruise liner blows, neath the crescent moon beaming opal light. Tonight, the teens stand round the bonfire light. It burns by the sea's edges as the water flows, splashing the shore with soggy, bubbled white. Flames in the fire flicker in the gusts that blows, and the teenagers dance in the sand all night as guitars duel and every constellation glows. Marshmallows on sticks glows in hot firelight, charring white for s'mores as the heat blows till morning blows in and chases off the night. End poem.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. This is brilliant. I really, really love this. I love the storyline. I love the rhyme. I love the cadence. I know how hard this was to do. I cannot believe you did it in rhyme. Oh, my God. What perfection. Oh, my God. If I could do a standing ovation for you all by myself that sounded like a 100,000 crowd, I would. I cannot. This is just brilliant. I just love the story. I love the whole scene, the beach, the Jersey Shore, I can't say Jersey Shore, fast enough, obviously. I just really enjoyed it. I've had my own nights at bonfires, teen nights off Lake Erie Shore. I've actually been on the Jersey Shore myself. I can't know why I can't say that one, but I just thought you did a fabulous job. I mean, screw the form, but the poem itself just stands out with the imagery, the sounds, the smell, the water, the clams, the bake, the music, the fire. I think it has everything. You can just put yourself in that essence and be part of it. And I think that's what a poet's job is. I think you did a really, really good job with it. Thank you for doing that.
That was an amazing comment. Thank you, sweet. And it was hard because when you do the rhyme, you have to repeat the same rhyme, so you got to find a way to end each sentence. I mean, how many times can you end a sentence with the word white? Well, obviously six, but it was hard, really hard. So, yeah. But I'm glad that you introduced me to it.
Well, you did all white.
It was hard. It really, really was.
Okay, back in tour, what would you like to say?
I like that you did on the Jersey Shore theme, but, you know, beyond that, you know, the beach being a familiar place, it's not necessarily the Jersey Shore. So it was wonderful and reminiscent of all of that. The mussels and clams in particular, that was just, you know, gorgeous. I mean, the whole thing was, but, you know, that kind of spoke to me specifically. You know, it felt like a romp on the beach. It really did.
Amazing compliment. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that the goal is to get you to be able to picture it in your mind's eye. So hopefully it took you to the beach for a little while.
I got sand in my shorts.
In your shorts? Uh-oh. Ouch. Thank you.
And, Adam, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautifully painted and woven tapestry. It does get you right in the eye, mind's eye, takes you there. I love these first two stanzas immensely. I really like some of these. I love how you're circling topaz moon as the halo glows. There's so many cool metaphors and imagery in this that are just dazzling. And even though it's, I don't know how you, any of you, you've done so well with these complex forms. Really well done.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
And Wayne.
Yes. I am glad I didn't choose the system. This is wonderful. I'm shocked at the quality of the poets have written, but since the system's in, you wrote a rhyming system. I love rhyme. The balance, colors, and sights are perfect. The flow built a wonderful storyline. The ocean, waves, wind, and sand. It's a party I wish I was at. I think I got a little sunburn. I love this. This is great, Deb.
Oh, watch that sunburn. Thank you so much, Wayne. Great comment.
Everybody, say hi to... Is that Hatter on my line?
Hatter!
Unmuted. Hi, guys.
Unmuted.
Hey. Unmuted.
No running on the beach, Hatter.
No.
No running on the beach.
I know. Hey, Hatter Bird. Hey, Pretty Bird. I called her Hatter Bird. Oh, good Lord. Hey, Pretty Bird, what do you think of Deb's poem?
Pretty Bird.
Oh. And I lost Pretty Bird to the dog again.
She must be muted.
Oh, yeah, I did. Here I am, just jabbering away. Hello. Yes.
Hello.
I was a paragraph in before I realized y'all couldn't hear me. I was like, yes, I'm going to say a few things because I talk a lot. As far as the form goes, I mean, and you made it more difficult on yourself, and more power to you. I told him earlier I took one look at the numbers because, you know, this word and that word and these six words and this line again, no. And so more power to you. Because my mind was not breaking that today. But I have to say, I grew up in a beach town, and while whales tend to not really enjoy Gulfstream waters, everything else brought me back to when bonfires were legal when I was younger. It saddened me the day that became illegal. Because this is like every summer and every fall night and every time you were bored, it's bonfire at the beach. And those were like the happiest memories ever, and you've got all the clam bakes, and you've got or the crab bakes. We have blue crabs everywhere, and all the people and all the it just kind of brought me back to my younger years, and it was very nostalgic for me. It's like you brought all those little bits and pieces back to life, and it was just really kind of fabulous to be taken out, just taken away like that. So you know, it's a gift.
Well, I'm happy to have taken you on a journey. Thanks for the awesome comment.
Thanks for the memory.
Yeah.
Even if one of them were the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
You mentioned she mentioned shadow dancing.
Shadow dancing. I have Laughing Soul on the board. So if we could. And I will hit. If we could go ahead and get her up, I am going to push play. So here we go.
Bombay, a ghazal poem by Laughing Soul. Barefoot at twilight, I walk the shores of Bombay. Balmy breeze sings me folklores of Bombay. I watch goalies drink and mend their nets at ease, toes curled, soaking in the cores of Bombay. Smell of dried bombil, not a welcome to many, yet foodies clog the eatery doors of Bombay. Humid and sultry is the climate coastal, monsoons bring alive the shores of Bombay. Night falls near on the skylines here. The beggars lounge on the floors of Bombay. Ganesh Chaturthi celebrated by one and all. Time when exotic flowers adorn the stores of Bombay. A hub for dreamers who wish to touch the stars. Bollywood welcomes all to the moors of Bombay. Geet, you being a Punjabi, speak Marathi so fluent. I tell them, come live with me a few days on shores of Bombay. Come live with me a few days on the shores of Bombay. And boom.
Well, what a beautiful poem. Definitely makes you want to go to Bombay. I mean, it sounds gorgeous. Night falls never on the skylines here, though beggars lounge on the floors of Bombay. A hub for dreamers who wish to touch the stars. I like that line a lot. Smell of dried Bombay, not a welcome to many, yet foodies flock to the eateries, doors of Bombay. I don't know what Bombali is, Bombili, or whatever that is. I have no idea what that is. So I don't know whether I like the smell or not. But barefoot at twilight, I walk the shores of Bombay. So it sounds very beautiful. And I think you did a great job, Laughing Soul. Thank you for bringing this to the show. I thought it was well done. And I love the music behind it. Oh, here, she tells us what it is at the bottom. It's one of the yummiest local fish called Bombay duck. So I guess it probably wouldn't smell all that great. I'm not a big fish eater anyway. And why they would call a fish Bombay duck, I don't know, but our food is called weirder, weirder thing. So who knows? Here we go. Deb, what do you think of this?
Well, before I comment on the poem, I figured, I don't know why they call it that either, but hey, go figure, they call mountain oysters oysters. So anyway, but the poem is really awesome, and she has such a tranquil reading voice. It's like almost like a lullaby. It's just so calming. And you just sit back and sigh and listen to her read. And night falls never on the skylines here, though beggars lounge on the floors of Bombay. The thought of that, the beggars, is a sad thought in the middle of a beautiful night falls never on the skyline. So you can picture this bright light and then the sadness of the homeless person. And the closing couplet, where the last line actually, I tell them, come live with me a few days on the shores of Bombay. In that sentence, that last closing sentence, I can feel her love for that shore. Come stay with me and check it out type of thing. So I thought she did a beautiful job with it.
Yeah, so did I. Wayne, your thoughts?
This is lovely, and she performed it in a way that makes one fall in love with Bombay and in love with her tender and sweet side. This is a poem that left me relaxed and content, and I like the way her voice sounded. Just a beautiful poem all the way around. I'm ready for a hug. Good job.
Bracken Tor, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a beautiful immersion into the culture. She mentions Bollywood, which, you know, has a definite feel to it. She mentions Punjabi religion, which is, I believe, one of the Indian, Indian, Hindu. It's a religion, a belief system. But all of it, though, it's very beautiful. And even the Bombay duck, you know, I don't know, in the food world, you know, you guys are saying you don't know why they call it a duck. There's another thing called a gooey duck that doesn't look anything like a duck. It looks like a big foot. It's ridiculous, but that's what they call it. They call it gooey duck. So, you know, it kind of makes sense. But And then I wish I could see what it looks like now. But you know, again, immersion in the culture, and it just makes me intrigued because I've always liked Indian food and things like that, and it makes that exotic culture seem attainable and at least, you know, a vacation. So it was wonderful.
Excellent. Okay. And Adam, your thoughts? And Pretty Bird, do we have anybody left? Unless Hatter, do you have a poem?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure I clear.
He's already on the board.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we forget to see the beauty in places that have exotic names these days. Being the world being as dangerous as it seems sometimes, that we tend to not see the beauty of Bombay just by the mention of it. And she describes it very well.
Good. So did you bring me something? Did you bring me presents? Adam?
Yeah, I did.
Not Adam. Adam?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
I did.
Okay.
Okay.
Unwrapped.
It's already up.
Pretty Bird already
it's
put
already
it up,
up
there for you.
Oh, okay. Called Wishing Well, because it is. Close my eyes forever. If only you could tell. Just close your eyes and remember me at the bottom of the wishing well. I found the light that would lead me home, my reflection not wanting to leave. I sought the ways that I might fly through the dreams of those that believe. Words that caused and bled the pain while the prophet speaks in rhyme. Thoughts of those that go insane while looking for the sons of time. When I close my eyes forever, you could only tell. Just close your eyes and remember me at the bottom of the wishing well. Ta-da. It's an oldie.
Wow. I know, but I don't think I've ever heard this one. So it may be old to you, but it's brand new to me. And it's very sad. Just close your eyes and remember me at the bottom of the wishing well. Wow. Words that caused me, the words that caused and lead the pain while the prophet speaks in rhymes, thoughts that are those that go insane when looking for the sons of time. I love this, Heather. I love the way you write. I love how you put things in such poetic phrases and thoughts, and you just make the world pause and think. I think you did a wonderful job with this one.
Thank you,
sir. We're
going
to die. Wow.
Someday.
Someday. Wayne, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is a deep poem with a lot of emotion in it. And there are some things I can't tell, but I will always remember you at the bottom of the wishing well. That's great. Just a great poem all the way through. I like the mood of it. I like the emotions of it. You did a great job with the rhyme and great poem. Good job. 8 years ago.
Thank
you. Wow.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you.
Welcome.
One of my favorite.
And Raconteur.
You got an earworm in my brain now because you had me thinking music from the beginning with Close Your Eyes, but then you said Wishing Well, and I'm trying. There's a song and it's got that lyric in it, and now it won't go away from my brain. But I like the way that you used it too, because you know when you think of a person at the bottom of a wishing well, it's a completely different thought. And you know that's supposed to be, you know, where you drop your coins to make your wishes. So the idea of making somebody's wish come true because they're the one at the bottom of the wishing well, you know, that's a beautiful thought in general. But the wistfulness wrapped around this too is lovely. It's beautiful, beautiful thought.
Look at Gary Moore, Wishing Well, and Close My Eyes Forever is an Ozzy Osbourne line.
Yeah, that's the obvious one. It's the Wishing Well that I don't know how the context I'm remembering it in, because I might even be transposing a word. But it was the repetition of that line in the song that's in my brain. Wish you well. Wish you well. Yeah, maybe that is.
Look
Gary
up,
Moore.
Look up Gary Moore. Look up Gary Moore cover.
Okay.
Wish you well. Yeah.
Thanks. Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
And Deb, your thoughts?
Well, I remember this one had her, and I think that the emotion that you had in here was what first made me put it on my amazing brevity list. But like Rock was saying about the repeat that helps drive the when I close my eyes forever, not if, when. And it's just such a sad thought of you being at the bottom of that wishing well. You have more than one poem in which you reference the wishing well, because I remember writing a tribute to one of them. Makes me wonder how the wishing well itself became such a big influence to you, like, was there one on one of your properties, or did you, you know, I don't know why. But and I also have a question. Is that your art?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
I thought so. Why don't you put your credit there? I mean, because it's an amazing, powerful piece.
He says wish you well, not wishing well. The song. The song that is ingrained in my brain when he said it, wishing well. It sounds too much like he says wish you well in the song, if I'm not mistaken. He doesn't say wishing well.
Pink Floyd.
But and anyway, I'm sorry.
All right.
No, it's cool. I just wish Hatter would sign his art. Like you sent me two, and you didn't sign them. But anyhow. I keep harping on him to sign his art. And
I know,
credit
he's got great art.
The author's
got four poems. And Pretty Bird, your thoughts?
You know, I love the way that Rack, you're like, he's the guy at the bottom of the wishing well making all the wishes come true, because that's not where I went, but I absolutely love that. My mind was switched because I'm morbid and murderous. And, you know, you sell those horror films with, like, the dead bodies that are lost down there, you know? That's where you're going
to
find me when I die.
That's the perfect place to hide the body.
But there's a lovely notion that all you have to do is wish, and I shall appear in your memory. And I find that to be wistful and wonderful at the same time. And when you do Wistful Hatter, it's my absolute favorite. I mean, you write a lot of humor, you write a lot of things, but when you're wistful, it just permeates me, and I just when it weighs, it lingers, and that's always.
Yeah, cool. I mean, that was the intent. That was the intent.
The body at the bottom, or the coin.
Just wish for me, and I will appear.
Yeah, see, I love that. That's wonderfully romantic. Nowhere near as morbid as I am. You know, I can't help my dark side.
Thank you.
Hannibal Lecter. Red Dragon.
Hannibal Hatter.
The body at the bottom of the pit.
Okay, so 2 weeks, mark your calendar, because that's the biggest party of the year. That's Hatter's birthday night. So we're going to have the big party on my show Tuesday night, the 19th. Next week,
I'll be drinking.
I think we're going to, yeah, you better be there. Unlike Deb's party that I didn't tell anybody about, especially her, and she didn't show up. So you better be there. And next week, I think I'm going to do your town's mysterious landmark. So I want you guys to write poems about the freaky thing in your town nobody knows about.
Awesome.
Nobody knows.
So that's gonna be I think my theme next week.
If everybody knows about it, and it's still creepy.
Something creepy in my town. So
how many real followers?
Like,
Like, my town has the head of, you know, Tiny Tim or, you know, something weird. Everybody has a weird thing their town has.
Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
Come on, sweet. I live in
like
Jersey.
My town, my town has Lucifer. And if you don't know what Lucifer is, Lucifer is a giant blue horse that welcomes you at Denver International Airport. He has red devil eyes, and he is called Lucifer. And I do mean that is his actual name, Lucifer, because he fell over and killed his creator. But they still put him up in the middle of Denver Airport, and his eyes glow bright red. And he welcomes you to Denver. Yeah, he's quite the horse. So I actually re-put my poem up that we started the show with. If you've heard it, you're more than welcome to hang up after Pretty Bird and Deb give all the announcements. I'm going to read it, only because it's also considered, to me, an Alice in Wonderland poem, and I'm going to read it to Hatter. So thanks, everybody, for coming to my show. I love you all, and I'm going to say goodnight, except to read my poem to Hatter. But Pretty Bird, you have a show coming up, and then Deb, I want you to give the rest of the announcements. But Pretty Bird, tell us all about your show.
So my show is longing, whether it is love, distance, lost time, you're not spending with family, whether you're longing for a pastrami sandwich, I don't care what you're longing for, just tell me about it. When there's that yen, that yearning, that need for fulfillment in some kind of way. We've all felt it numerous times in multiple facets. So anything that triggers when you think of the word longing, just send me a piece, and I'm happy to hear it. That is Thursday at 10.
And Deb, what do we got the rest of the week?
Well, I'll have to double check to be sure, but I believe Friday night will be Tic Mac Banjo, and unless there's something different, I think it's going to be Raconteur versus Hatter. But speaking of that, I got like 6 messages, and one of them was from you, but I heard 3 words of what you said, so I'm not sure how old that is. Anyway, and then on Saturday is Hatter AP and myself, and the topic is dreams.
Dreams.
So wherever that word takes you. And the Friday show is 11 p.m. The Saturday show is 10 p.m. Thank you, my sweet.
Okay. You're welcome. So once again, I need to thank Raconteur, Deb, Hatter, Wayne, Adam, and all of those. Raconteur, Deb, Adam. Who else did I forget? Because, you know, AP, yes, my beautiful guy, AP.
Howdy's laughing soul.
I was talking about people that called in, not people that wrote. But I was going to get to people that wrote for me, just so that you know. And Pretty Bird is always the last person, I think. But I love how you all guys jump in and help me, because you guys are fabulous. And, of course, Pretty Bird, who always gets me through this, because I couldn't do it without her, because I can barely put anything on the board, let alone load the studio. And also for Deb, who also preloads just about every poem I have, because I'm an idiot and can't work the studio. So thank you guys very much. I love and appreciate you from the bottom of my heart for supporting me and caring about how I am successful with this show, because I really couldn't do it. And for all of you that write for my show, I cannot do this without you. You guys are the greatest ever. And so, I can't do it without you. So if you wrote, I have left comments. Love you all. You're the best of the best. So tonight,
love
the poems
back.
Were fantastic. Just so that you know, these were some of the greatest poems I've had. So, from Wayne Jett to Titus to Adam, and by the way, Titus, you were fabulous too tonight. Wayne, loved your singing. Laughing Soul, loved it. Stephen, Pretty Bird, AP, Wayne Chat, and Miss Deborah Lee. Thanks from the bottom of my heart. And actually, Pretty Bird, you have one more poem to read, too, if you like. But I do want to read my Hatter Wonderland series to Hatter. And like I said, I know you guys have heard it. So goodbye from me if you want to go. If not, you're more than welcome to listen to me blabber on. So good night.
Blabber.
Love y'all. All right, Hatter, I wrote an Alice in Wonderland poem, a sonesta or whatever they're called. What are they called, Pretty Bird?
Sistina?
Sistina. Pretty Bird left me. She didn't want to read her other poem. Dang it.
That's the style? That's the style that it's written?
That's the form.
Okay.
And it was very difficult. But I didn't rhyme. Deborah one rhymed. It was crazy. But this one's just for you.
Okay.
So this is called Broomsticks and Magic. Fragmented memories and tick-tocks of 12 shatter. The monochrome picture shows perfect hues of glass. Pink prom dresses, powdered sugar suggestions. Shining diamonds on fingers, perfect Barbie doll housewives. Smoking your happiness, swirled in brandywine madness. Giggles of girls left in dark graves to die. Broomsticks and magic potions to make dreams die. White knights tarnished and crowns broken and shattered. Spoken words speak out loud of love, but whisper of madness. Window scenes show perfect family, ignore cracks in the glass. Seams of ball gowns dance in shadows of housewives. Black eyelash mascara runs down cheeks. Any suggestions? Boys become men, forgot to be curious and offer suggestions. Loose conversation, lost in a place where dreams go to die. Burdened by bitches who claim perfection, animals called housewives. String in the confusion, throwing axes into lies that shattered. Words become weapons and the rocks break the mirrored glass. Ring around the rosy, let's start another round of madness. Break down of wisdom, truth is in the hat of madness. A caterpillar with a hookah has advice with suggestions. Grow big or small, beware of drinks in a glass. In a wonderland of tales where smiling cats never die. Time with a queen calling heads to be shattered. Come to a place where a toke of smoke calms the housewives. Salt over shoulders, no night air for children or old tales of housewives. Focus on family, dance, gymnastics, dip in soccer mom madness. Braces on faces, midlife mistakes, borrowed and shattered. Careers unforgiven, looking for purpose, no more suggestions. Unfulfilled, DNA sadness, seed sowed, flowers all die. Gin and tonic, James Bond not shaken in broken glass. Vintage white lies carried the stories through the looking glass. A princess calls herself a loser among the housewives. Lives in a house without wheels where old people go to die. Cards and old beer sit on the table as men talk of sex and suggestions, and women laugh, asking which bone would be shattered. The glass is half empty, let it leak out the madness as the housewives and husbands make list in hate and suggestions, fighting to die in pain as they let the dreams of happiness shatter. End poem.
Okay, I thought I knew what you were doing, the form, but I lost it. At first, I thought you were interchanging phrases, parts of lines, and mix them, you know, plugging them in different lines. But you continued to add to it too, right?
Well, it is. What you have to do is you have to take six words, and you have to take the six words, and in each stanza, there's 39 lines, and in each of those stanzas, the last word in each of those stanzas has to change, but they have to be the same six words. So you'll notice that the six words in the first stanza will change position in each of the following stanzas. And there's a certain pattern in that. So there's a certain pattern you have to use for those six words in each of those stanzas. And then in the last three lines, you have to use all six of those words in a different set of formula.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a heavy, heavy way to do it, but it's crazy.
It looks like
so all six of those words follow a certain formula where they have to be placed in the next six stanzas in a certain order, but all of them are end line words that have to be used, and you can only use those six words.
Okay. I see.
So, like, the first stanza is A, B, C, D, E, F. So all of your words, so, like, I started off with the word shatter, glass, suggestions, housewife, madness, and die. So shattered is A, glass is B. No, sorry, that's a long list. So you use the first word is... shattered is A, glass is B, suggestion is C, housewife is D, madness is E, and die is F. So you have A, B, C, D, E, F, right?
Yeah.
And so the pattern flow, hold on, I lost my piece of paper. Of course I did. So the pattern flow goes so different because it's like A, F, E, B, C, A, and then it's A, F, C, B, A, something like that. So you have to follow the rules of the finesta. So they give you a pattern to follow, and so that's what you have to do with each end line word.
Do you pick your six words?
You pick your six words. They can be any six words, but you have to follow the formula.
And who taught it this?
It's been going on. It's one of the oldest forms of poetry out there.
I think and it's considered most difficult, right?
It is hard.
Yes. It's considered one of the most difficult forms of poetry you ever can do.
Man, I can see why.
Yeah. Actually, let me pull up AP's poem because he has it.
Explain.
He actually had it. Yeah, his poem explains it at the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So, he had it for me tonight where the poem is actually at the bottom of it.
Aussies do everything.
He did it free verse. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, and Debbie, you did a rhyming one? You picked rhyming
words?
I did,
and it's a little bit different. I put the legend or whatever you want to call it in my author's notes as well, but in mine, it was listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, rather than A, B, C, D, E, F. But that the rhyming version was invented by someone else. I put their name in my author's notes. I don't remember what it was. But
I got to go back and
yeah.
I'm looking. Here it is. It says the rhymed sestina is most important, recognized as a variant of, and it was devised by, and I can't even say it, Swinburne. But it's still the A-B-A-B-A-B kind of thing, but there's a thing and it shows you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But yeah, It's definitely not easy, but the challenge, like I said when I read mine, was really fabulous.
Did you happen to use rhyming words that have more than one meaning? Did you do that?
Yeah, you just have to follow the...
Okay, the pattern.
Yeah. And if I was smart, I could find his poem in the group, but I'm not that smart.
Is it still on the top?
I'll go look it up.
Yeah. I just got to find it.
Scroll up on the chat.
Look on your chat, Wolfoff.
I am.
No, I mean, I just put it on the chat.
Oh, is it up there?
Yeah, I just put it
there. All right.
It is.
And I got to go. So I respect everyone.
All right. So open that header real quick.
Yeah.
And we'll go to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Just go to the bottom of it. His author's notes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So the first stanza is A, B, C, D, E, F. So that represents word 1, 2, 3. And then you have to use the next stanza is the end line. Word is F, A, B, E, D, C. So that's how it falls through.
Mm-hmm.
So his words were these, reward, golden, removed, display, and white. So then that's the pattern you have to follow through all your stanzas.
In that order, right?
In that order. So I did one of my Wonderland poems in that particular format for Wonderland. So you have to. I did that. You know, I did it to impress AP, but you should be impressed too because you're the one that always yells at me that I don't use a form.
Unwarm form.
So complicated.
Huh?
So
I know, but I need a form.
You know how I love form, writing form.
I know.
Ties my brain in a knot.
I know.
Her tongue was in a knot. So there you go.
All right.
Maybe one day I'll give it a try.
All right, darling, I got to get going. Thank you guys for being on my show. Thanks for listening to Wonderland Poem tonight. And you should be impressed because I did Alice and I did Through the Looking Glass tonight. So double tonight. I get double points from you. All right. Good night, guys. Have a good one.
Good night.
Good night. Talk to you guys soon. Bye, love.